Hey guys, welcome to Raunchy Thoughts. I'm Annette and my co-host Enrique is here.
Hey guys.
Awesome. So today we're going to cover a little bit more serious topic on abortion. It's a trending topic. There's a lot of states right now trying to get these crazy laws into passing. So let's get started.
Yep. Should I ask the first question or do you want to start it?
No, you can ask the first question.
Okay. So the first question is, are you pro-choice or against it?
I'm definitely pro-choice. Again, back to the religious background, we were raised that that's wrong. But I genuinely believe that God is pro-choice because, you know, if you're religious and you believe in God, you believe in his gift of free will. Mm-hmm. So that free will, you know, every human in God's eyes has a choice. You know, they have free will to choose their path, and that includes abortion. You know, what yeah. about you?
Well, I'm not a woman, so I don't. I mean, I couldn't decide for a woman if they'd be wanting an abortion or not. I grew up Catholic, but I left the church way long ago, like when I was 16. So I guess I don't look at it in God's eyes because sure. I'm not religious. Mm-hmm. I honestly think it's probably a woman's choice if they want to do that or not.
Well, the reason why it matters if guys are pro-choice or not is because their vote counts.
Yeah.
So from looking at it from a voter's perspective, mm-hmm. would you be pro-choice or what are they called, pro-life?
Yeah. I would probably say pro-choice. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that means that they can that choose? Mean, yeah.
Right. You believe women have the right to choose yes. whether they want the abortion or not.
No, I mean it does depend on the situation. Mm-hmm. Because see, like we said, this is a controversial topic. Like sure. I agree with it, but then I don't. I sit on both sides.
So what? Okay, what are some of the reasons why you wouldn't agree with it?
So one of the reasons I don't agree on it is because, you know, it a lot of like I know there's some, you know, some women, you know, get raped and, you know, that wasn't their fault that they ended up pregnant from that. And I would understand them not wanting to have to keep a baby and raise it and have to see that baby every day and be reminded of the day that they were, you know, sexually assaulted. Yeah. Now, that would be one of the reasons that I would be pro-choice. The reason I would be anti is because, you know, you do have a lot of women that are just being irresponsible. You know, like there's, and it's not just women, it's men too. You know, they're both being irresponsible because there's ways to prevent it. Now, yeah, there's accidents every now and then that it just accidentally happens, but it's still all about responsibility.
Well, if that person was not responsible enough to not get pregnant, do you think they're responsible enough to have a whole child and raise that human being to be like a productive member of society?
That's a good point. They probably aren't. They probably are not. And then, you know, you have another kid in the system.
A lot of people do use that argument where they're like, well, a lot of women are responsible. I have not met a lot of women who are not responsible and just have abortions 19 times or however many other people like have told me before. Mm-hmm. My thing is, I'd rather have a woman have 19 abortions than have 19 kids that she doesn't want is neglecting yeah. and abusing. So my question to those people are, were you raised in a home where you were neglected, where you were abused, where you weren't wanted as a kid? You know, because it's different to feel that as an adult versus feeling that as a kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I totally understand that. Like, I, you know, of course, in my family, my, you know, my mom adopted, what is it, 8 boys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She adopted 6 boys, and they all came from the same family. Now, from my knowledge, the dad was a crackhead and the dad decided to, you know, just leave the mom. Mm-hmm. And then the mother decided to leave the kids. leave the kids. She didn't believe in abortions. She didn't believe in, because she was a Christian woman, so
Right.
it was against, like, the church is against abortions.
Abortion. I mean, they're
And
against a lot of things. They're against birth control. They're
mm-hmm.
against sex education, which
Yep.
that ties, that's
Yeah.
fundamental to
Yep.
like abortion. If you like actively don't give kids sex
That's
education, if you actively don't let them take birth control, then how do you expect to avoid abortions?
Yes. And I mean, if you're not giving, if you're not giving them like sex-ed classes, then they don't learn about a lot of things that are out there that can be very dangerous and risky. Like, they don't learn about STDs because they're not given a sex-ed class. They're not taught how to use a condom. They're not taught how to
Give a
be
woman an
safe.
orgasm.
Or a dude.
Guys have orgasms, okay?
No, I'm saying they're not taught how to give a dude an orgasm.
I mean, guys get theirs regardless.
Hey, because of course the church is against homosexuality. So they can't give another dude an orgasm.
Don't stop them preachers.
Right. Oh. You ain't lying, girl. How many
Drag them.
Somebody fire her. She just dropped my mic.
Was my way of taking over the conversation shit. I was gonna say drag them, but I just drag your mic. Let's move this a little over there.
I'm like
It's
crying here,
crying.
guys. Like,
Oh
oh
my
my
God.
gosh. Okay,
So back
let's
to
continue this
topic.
conversation before you knock down the mic again.
Or the computer or
Oh
something.
my God, please not the computer. I just got
Okay.
it.
So yeah, so I think that those are very important things. So like if you are against sex education, if you're against birth control, I believe that you shouldn't have a vote in the pro-choice
Yeah.
talk because you're not actively helping. You're not actively educating and helping. And actually, interesting random topic. When I used to go to church, my pastor actually talked about this topic in church. He said that we need to stop focusing on stopping abortion and focus on helping the orphans, the needy, and single moms. He said that there was a study that he was either a part of or read, and the study said that when mothers were asked, what is your reason for getting an abortion? A lot of it was, I don't feel supported financially, emotionally, mentally.
Yeah.
They weren't ready. So a lot of abortions, they come from that.
Oh, yeah.
So his message was, if you want to stop, if you want to actively stop abortions, then you need to go out and support single mothers, single homes, you know, because there's also single dads out there too, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's also an important message to take. If you're anti-choice,
Yeah.
you should be actively helping those women.
And I think it sucks because women are the ones that are getting the shit, and it takes two to make a baby.
It does take
It
two, but
takes
it's so easy for men to walk away from that responsibility because it, I mean, mothers are the ones that are stuck with it, honestly.
Yeah, usually.
So they're the ones that have to make that tough choice
Yeah.
of taking this life they're not ready for, you know? And I
Yeah.
feel like that choice, it's not taken lightly. Women who choose abortion, they're not just having an abortion every year,
Yeah.
every month, you know, they're not taking that lightly. Yeah, of course you have you certain cases, like your exceptions, that there will be women that don't think about the consequences, like maybe a crackhead. But actually, you know, you can kind of argue that they're not in that mental capacity to
Yeah.
make those decisions of having safe sex,
Yeah, they're not.
you know?
It's anything for a penny or for a dime.
So it's a very hard topic. I really think that a lot of the opposing arguments are easily, you know, counter argued.
Yeah.
So
I feel like we're going through this pretty
I
fast.
know.
But that's okay because we can talk about other
True,
things.
true. So let's talk about, okay, I have the question that we were asking. Will making abortions illegal stop women from having abortions?
No.
Look at Latin countries like Venezuela, where they have.
You can easily go across the border and get it done.
Well, no, but I'm saying in Venezuela, it's illegal to have abortions. And if you have a miscarriage, you're often jailed because you can't prove that you made that miscarriage happen.
Wow.
So, I mean, if you take away that that option of having a safe abortion in the medical controlled field, you're going to have women hurting themselves to get what they need or going to the black market, which that is not. That's, you're being desperate if you're going to the black market, because these people can easily kill you and take your organs and sell that, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like women are going to find a way that's not safe to get it done.
Yeah, it's definitely it's dangerous.
Also, let's talk about the fact that they're all these laws they're trying to pass. Mm-hmm. They're harsher than people who have been found guilty of rape.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, look at Brock Turner. He only got 6 months of jail time, and then he didn't even have to register as a sex offender.
That's crazy.
And then, what was that guy that just came out this year? His name was...
Shane Binche? No, I'm playing. Is that...
Oh, my God. Shame Binche. No N in there.
Binche. No, I'm playing.
He raped a 14-year-old schoolgirl. He's a bus driver. And he lured her into his home. And he admitted to raping this 14-year-old. And they gave him a light sentence. He didn't have to register as a sex offender.
I just don't get why these grown-ass men feel the need to go in and get a helpless person. A young kid that doesn't know better.
I mean they're sick. That's all I can think of is, I mean, I don't see kids as sexually attractive. Mm-mm. Like, I don't see a kid be like, I want that, you know what I mean?
I
feel very bad for those kids, because they get either groomed or they get hurt like really bad in that process, you know.
It's just gross. Like, I don't I can't wrap it around my head. I really cannot. Like, I don't understand it. Like, I just don't.
Mm-mm, no.
Like, you know what? And I don't understand how they get away with it either. Like, it just doesn't.
Because people don't value women. That's, I mean, these were girls that they raped. You know, there have been instances of boys getting raped and men getting raped. That does happen. I think the focus is a little on women because of the fact that the topic is abortion.
Abortion.
Mm-hmm. But I just want to point that out, that does happen to men, to males.
And I think it also depends what state it happens in, too, because some states, not stereotyping, but some states just aren't very educated.
On what?
Like, just...
On homosexuality?
No. I'm talking like, you know, like, so... People getting prosecuted for raping people. I think it depends on the state, like how diverse the state is, or how I don't know how to say it without sounding racist. Like how, oh God, how do you say this?
Sounding racist. Fuck.
Yeah, like redneck.
That's, you can't be racist towards white people.
Oh.
You can be prejudiced against white people, but you can't be racist.
I mean, I'm not.
That's a whole nother topic.
Yes, that's a whole
nother
but
topic.
But I just think that, like, if you live out in the boons, you know what I mean? Like they're not properly educated and taught manners. And you know what I mean? Like,
being consensual?
Not consensual, but just, like, they have no, like, they're, what do they call people that aren't educated? Savages. Like, they're not. I don't know, like, there's no limits to what they do out in the boons. You know what I mean? And that, because that's when you get, like, incest and all that, like, people doing their cousins and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, out in the...
I think the incest part comes from ignorance, because they want to keep their race alive and well.
Yeah.
So I think the incest is on purpose. It's not because they're lacking knowledge. They want to keep their DNA pure, as some of them put it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Let's look at some of the laws that states are trying to pass right now. My biggest concern right now is Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the first to pass the bill against legal abortion. So they're targeting people who, I mean, women who are having abortions and doctors who are performing the surgery. Also, I just want to point out, Virginia also still allows child marriages.
That's crazy.
And they have the lowest rank in public education.
What do you mean by child? Like, how young?
14, 12. Trying to just pass a bill, I think it was last year or this year, to up the age to 16, and it didn't pass.
Ugh,
so, I mean, that state literally harbors predators and abusers.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember that teacher from up north? He ran away with that 15-year-old girl, and there was, like, a huge manhunt for them. I forget their name. Her name was, like, Emily or something. Uh-huh. It's not in the notes. I just thought about it right now.
No, I know.
I think they were heading towards Virginia, and if they would have crossed that state and he would have married her, it would have been legal.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so this state, like, literally sex trafficking, all type of things. That's where predators go to have their happy ending.
I mean, I just want to say, it doesn't surprise me.
Mm. We just need to abort Virginia.
It doesn't surprise me.
And get the women and children out.
People of our color ain't welcome there.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm just saying.
I think I'm pretty passing, though. I feel like a lot of white people think that I'm their people.
No.
No?
No.
It has happened to me before where they tried to, and I'm like,
no.
Mexican.
No.
I mean, obviously Latinos know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just know. I don't know how we know. We just know.
Girl, I see them brown eyes and that brunette hair.
Our Latino senses are tingling.
Hey, I can tell from your skin tone that you're not white.
Well, I just got a tan. Look at this skin tone.
I love it. It's still brown to me.
Anyways. And then
let me see a boob now.
hey, now. The show ain't for free.
Hey, you dropped my mic. That's how you'll repay me.
I didn't drop it. I dragged it. And I'm like,
same difference.
And then you have Georgia, who's trying to pass a bill to prosecute women going to other states for treatment, which brings the question, you know, like in states like Hawaii, it's illegal to gamble, but a lot of Hawaiians travel to Las Vegas to gamble. Should Hawaii be able to, you know, prosecute Hawaiians going to Vegas to gamble?
I don't know what to say to that. I just think that gambling should be legal everywhere.
Well, I mean, yeah, but
that's not our topic.
No, I'm saying, do you think it should be legal for Hawaii to prosecute people moving to other states where it's legal?
I think that's a different level of illegal. I'm just saying. I think that's a way different. I think that's a way different level of illegal.
What do you mean, like lower level than abortion?
Yeah, but I don't think abortion should be like, I don't think that's an adequate law for them to pass, like for it to be illegal for somebody to leave to get an abortion and come back.
The same thing in Hawaii, like they shouldn't be able to prosecute citizens for going to Las Vegas to gamble because it's legal in Vegas.
Yeah,
you know, so like regardless of what they're passing the states to go do, like if we go to California, weed is legal there, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So should Texas be able to prosecute me for smoking weed in California when I didn't do it in Texas?
Yeah, no.
No. So it's the same thing with abortion. Like if you're going to prosecute women for going to other states to get treatment not legal, then you need to prosecute people going to North Carolina, South Carolina, smoke weed or Vegas to gamble. Like,
yeah. I mean, jobs do. I'm just saying. Like, if I were to go and smoke in another state some pot and I came back and they chose to drug test me, I'd lose my job.
Even though you did it in another state?
Correct. Even if I did it in another state, as long as that shit is still in my system, I would lose my job.
Well, I feel like losing your job and going to jail are two very different topics, two different levels.
They both take away your source of income.
No. You can always get another job. You can't just get out of jail without, you know, whenever you want.
I guess.
No. We're not going to, I guess, this shit. This being lukewarm turns the topic is how these laws pass.
Fuck.
Yeah. And then we have Texas, where we live. trying to pass the death penalty sentence they on women not. Who have abortion.
They better not.
That is just insane to me. Like, you're trying to kill women who have an abortion and you don't do nothing to rapists?
Yeah. Like, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I really, like, I don't... I can see where the other side is arguing it, you know, like, and I'm putting quotations out in the air. I can see that, but I don't think it's their decision to make. I really don't. I don't think it's their decision to make.
No.
Like, there's so many sides of the spectrum. Is that how you say that? Because, you know, I'm just trying to be smart here. I'm trying to sound smart here. There's so many sides to the spectrum. And I just think that, me personally, I think it's just a woman's decision to make. I don't think it should be anybody's legal decision other than the woman that's getting it done.
I agree with you. I don't think that it's anyone's business, even if I get an abortion, just because I don't feel like having a baby.
Yeah.
I wasn't raped. I don't have any medical conditions. If I don't want the baby, I don't feel like I should have it because I wouldn't be a good parent. Yeah. And our foster care system is...
I'll take it.
Fuck. The foster care system? No, I'm not having
a baby. I'm not taking the foster care system. I'll take the baby.
I think we talked about that one, right?
Yes.
No, I would not keep the baby. I would not want to go through pregnancy. None of that.
I tell everybody, like all the girls that I know, I'm like, hey, if you don't want your baby, I'll take it.
Creeper.
Yeah, like totally creeper. I'm watching with the binoculars.
You just need a van that says free candy. Or
oh my gosh, shut up. That's not even, that's, you're taking it way out of context. No, but I just, you know, I mean, I do want a kid. And of course, two men cannot have a kid together unless they adopt or do surrogate. And I really don't want to do surrogate.
Because you'd rather adopt?
Yeah, because there's a lot of kids in the system. The only thing that I am scared of is that a lot of the kids that are in the system are pretty messed up.
You have to have the patience to deal with them. I don't feel like you have patience to deal with them.
I mean, I have patience to an extent.
Exactly. But those kids are like broken.
Yeah. Like I had met this guy that he was going through the adoption of, I can't remember if it was his, I think it was his, who was it? It was somebody in his family that had a baby, and it was a boy. And he was going through the process of adopting the baby. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that the baby, like, had serious issues. Like, the mom was a crackhead. And so the kid was kind of addicted to it, so he would spaz out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would have to leave work a lot because he'd have to go to where the baby is. And I can tell he had a lot to take care of, like a lot to deal with. And then I know I also have a friend that would like, she was in the process of adopting too, and she would tell me some stories about like what them kids have been through. Like,
a lot of those foster homes, they just do it for the check, because you know, you have foster kids, you get a check.
Yeah.
So not only that, but predators too, like that's where they lurk. Like, these kids, there's a lot of cases where they get raped, abused, neglected. Like, if you're so pro-life, why aren't you out adopting, helping orphans? Because the foster care system, poor kids. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, they it's, hey, that's where the movie Annie came from. I'm just saying. I mean, it may be a theater, but if you look at it, I mean, it has so much truth.
I actually have never seen Annie.
Oh my gosh. That's like one of my favorite movies. It's like one of my favorite. I mean, she's a little orphan that, the foster mom would like send them to bed without eating if they even spoke wrong. And like, she was just a mean thing. She was a mean thing, like, and she was just there for the money. And then, like, when Annie got adopted, she was getting adopted by like a wealthy family. And so I think it's been a while since I've seen it, but I think the
spoiler alert.
I think the foster mom tried kidnapping Annie and using her for ransom. Oh, because it was a wealthy family.
humans. I'm telling
like
you.
They didn't want her to get adopted by that the wealthy family.
I think she did want her to be adopted, but she just wanted to get her lump sum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually have thought of being a foster parent before, but obviously, yeah. If you look at my place, there's no space for
it's
that.
It's small, yeah.
But yeah,
it's enough for one person, not like maybe two, like a couple, but not. I don't think a kid could live in here.
No,
especially not with that damn cat you have.
I was thinking more like of the teenagers, because nobody ever wants to take care of the teens, and they're the ones that need the most help, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're about to transition into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And I just think it would be really nice to have an influence on them, you know? Like, show them that there is good in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do feel bad for those kids. Well, I mean, you remember one of my friends, I'm not going to say his name on here, but, you know, like, he was in the system, and I don't think he ever got adopted. Like, he stayed in there until he was 18.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's a tough cookie, man. He's a tough cookie. He's a strong kid, and he's worked really hard to be where he is, and his name is out there. Like, he's pretty good.
I think I know who you're talking about, but I'll ask you later. I actually got in touch with a high school acquaintance recently.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they were a foster kid, and he was telling me some pretty bad stories. Like, I knew it was bad, but like hearing those stories from like a person who went through it, like, dude, it broke my heart.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, it just goes to prove you never know what another person is going through.
Yeah. Well, see, my brothers, the six that were adopted, they, my mom filed foster care,
mm-hmm.
and then she filed for adoption while foster caring. That way they didn't have to be in a foster home. She had already known them, they lived in the same apartment complex. And of course, mm-hmm. my mom's like a real soccer mom. So she would have movie nights, game nights for the kids, you know, mm-hmm. and they would come over and they'd have fun and stuff. You know, they'd have fun with, you know, my brothers. And all this happened once I was already out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I was living with my dad, actually. And so when the mom just decided that she didn't want them anymore, she had left them at the doorstep of the church. And they called my mom, and my mom went and picked them up. So, you know, they love my mom.
Like, that's an amazing thing your mom did. Like,
oh, yeah.
To just adopt 8 kids. Like, no, I wouldn't even know what to do. 6, sorry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know what to do with 6 kids. Like, just, like, grown kids.
And I mean, and she already had 5 of her own. So that's like, that's a lot of boys.
Jesus. 11.
Yeah.
Kids. Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of boys. All boys.
Did you grow up with them at some point? Like, were in the house with them?
No, I didn't grow up with them. I would occasionally go over, like, for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and like every now and then when I'd go over, like, I'd be with them. So they're good kids. Oh my god, they're so good. They behave better than my mom's kids, I'm just saying. Like,
you're a bad child.
Girl, if only you knew.
I've heard stories, but I haven't seen them. I don't know how true they are.
Oh, but the one time I wanted to bad.
You I didn't want to see you get your ass jumped.
Oh my gosh. No, but no, they're good kids. They're awesome. They're awesome.
I did meet them at your mom's wedding. They seem like pretty sweet kids. Jason like gave me, I still have the hat Jason gave me.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know if you remember.
Little Jason. Yes, he does. I know he does.
I have it. He like colored the hat and everything, and it's like highlighted. Mm-hmm. It's so cute.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They're coming into town this weekend because it's my nephew's birthday. So I know some of them will be here. I don't know if they'll all be here because, you know, it takes a lot to transport all them kids.
I'm sure. They don't have cars yet?
I think only Isaiah has a car.
How old is the oldest and how young is the youngest?
Okay, well, out of all of us, the oldest one is Gary. He's 31.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's 3 years older than me. So he's, I'm 28, 29, 30, 31. So, yeah, he's 31 going on 32. And then the youngest, I think the youngest is probably 16 or 17. I think they just got to high school.
Hmm.
So when she got them, they were like, the two youngest ones were still in diapers.
Wow.
Oh yeah, they were still in diapers. So she had to go through that again. That's something I'm trying to skip.
I was actually talking to my coworker today about my Lydia.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Lydia?
Yeah.
So she had a baby, and I was with her when she had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
She had a cesarean, so her wound. She basically got admitted to part of the hospital that the mm-hmm. baby wasn't able to get into, so I had to take the baby with me overnight.
Oh my gosh. Damn.
Yeah. Me and that baby were crying together.
Oh. Is that when you decided you don't want kids?
Yeah, yeah. That was like what put the nail on the coffin, knowing that I never wanted to be a mother ever. Like, literally, that baby woke up every hour to be mm-hmm, fed mm-hmm. and to change her diaper. It's like, how much shit can that tiny little body oh, yeah. fucking hold?
Well, I mean, that the milk, I mean, milk is just all watery shit, too.
No, it was horrible. I cried with the baby, and then I had to take the baby the next day to her very first appointment.
Mm-mm.
And me and that person happened to have the same last name. So I just said that I was her sister, her aunt, the baby's aunt, and the mom was, you know,
admitted to the hospital. Yeah.
Right. So the doctor was asking me like questions that I didn't know. I was like, I don't know. Just do what you got to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience, yeah. but I'm glad that I experienced it, so I knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have not gone through that if I would have accidentally had a baby, but I'm glad I didn't have an yeah. accidental baby.
I'll take your baby.
No.
Creeper.
Mm-hmm. Free candy.
Mm-mm. Well, guys, I think, are you ready to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wrap it up, guys, so y'all don't have this...
So y'all ain't gotta have abortions later on. Dang.
Not gotta.
He wasn't ready.
If you want one, go for it. If it's right for you.
Yeah, if that's right for you. All right, guys. So we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. If you'd like to support us on other medias, you can find Raunchy Thoughts at You can find Raunchy Thoughts on Twitter mm-hmm. at Raunchy Thought. That's Raunchy, the way you spell Raunchy, RAUNCHY, Thoughts, TOTS.
Yeah.
That's where you can find us on Twitter. If you have any, like, any comments or any questions, any topics you want us to cover, you can find us there. Just comment on it or tweet us and we'll respond to it. You can find me on YouTube at Enriquez Do It Myself. You can find me on Twitter also at Enriquez DIM. And you can find me on Instagram at Enriquez Do It Myself. I have everything, y'all.
And you can find me here.
You can find me.
There are things in the works, like I said, on our first podcast.
Yes.
So very soon I will be launching a fashion line for you guys. And I'm thinking about doing YouTube, but I'm not too sure about the editing, so we'll see.
I'm trying to get her there. I'm trying to get her there. You know,
if you do my editing, I'll do it.
Oh, hell no. Girl, no. It takes me very long to edit my own shit. Do you think I want to edit somebody else's? Hell no. But right, I'm trying to convince her to go and do YouTube because she's good at makeup.
Yeah, we'll probably do it. Yeah. And then we might not have a podcast for next week because Enrique is going on vacation.
Yes.
We'll keep you guys posted on Twitter.
Yes, going to Puerto Vallarta to sunbathe and maybe zip line and maybe do some parasailing. I really want to do parasailing, but...
Vacation.
Yeah.
Bay.
We'll see how... Bay. And sister.
And sister? Sister's
yeah,
going?
My sister's
I didn't
going.
Know that.
Yeah. They finally let her out of her little box.
Oh, wow. They let her out of the womb.
Yes. So she agreed to come along. So, yeah.
Nice.
So we'll be on vacation. I'll have plenty to tell you guys when I get back.
Oh, God. I won't be here for that episode.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. If not, I'll do it while I'm there.
Hey, that works.
No, it's not a Raunchy Thought podcast if the other raunchiness ain't here.
Alrighty then, guys. So we'll see you guys next time.
See you next
Thanks
time.
For joining us.
Yes. Keep it raunchy and keep it thoughty. Bye, guys.
Bye.
This time we'll actually stop it and not talk again.
Really?
Yeah.